Chris. It's called rehearsal. It's 7 after the hour. On the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Should I say it again, Doug? Program. I had a bad experience with a piece of melon about half 45 minutes ago, and I can't get it out of my...
Really?
Right, I have...
Rotten melon, is it? Or did it just go down the wrong way?
Which kind of went down the wrong way.
Yeah, you have a tendency.
I was in a hurry, and yeah, exactly. All right, so we have 8 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Not quite, but we're getting close to that. The Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, is not with us today. She's in Las Vegas. Checking out part of her empire. Jennifer's in Denver checking out part of her empire. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington.
In control of my empire.
Yes, you are, in fact. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen with the
has no
issues
empire.
Of the day. Ken has no... Before we get into the things that you need to know that are going on in the world, the important stories of the day today, I'm going to acknowledge a lady... who is a big fan of the program and a big fan of Richie's. So she sent me a card.
My wife.
No, actually, I would not think this was your wife.
Oh, okay.
Her writing's not the same, and her focus is not probably the same thing as your wife's focus might be. This is a lady who listens very carefully to what goes on here, because she makes reference in the... I think she listens in Cobleskill in WSDE, which is AM 1190. She's a farm person, so she's interested in my conversation about what's going on my farm. And in areas, we probably have of the, 300 or so radio stations, I bet you the 100 of them are in areas that we would consider to be agrarian. And so the people who listen get a kick out of my stories, and there's a lot of information always on the air, and also at our website, DougSteffen.com. Sometimes we post some things on Facebook, some of the calves and that sort of thing that are being born on the farm. And the crowdfunding that we're doing now for the farm, you can find out about that, follow it, and if you care to help out in the situation that's part of our request, right-hand side of the homepage at DougSteffen.com. Anyway, she says some wonderful things about you, Richie, and she listens. Somebody called me yesterday, a friend of mine from Heidelberg, Bob Olson, as a matter of fact. He was the dean of men when I was a student at Heidelberg, and he still is associated all these years later and still lives in Tiffin, and he had been listening carefully to some of the things that I said yesterday. And he was emoted to just call me and say, I listened and I heard. And he was reflecting on things as they have changed over the years, remembering me as a broadcaster on the college radio station. Excuse me. Which goes back an appreciable number of years, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you that. But it was neat to hear the real voice. He says, I sound... the same. I don't think I sound the same as I did when I was in college. I think you've heard some of the tape, Richie.
I've heard some of the old tape. Definitely don't sound the same.
I think I've sounded the same since I was in my 30s, though, pretty much. And this lady talks a little about our voices. But the most important thing, the reason I brought it up, is because she sends a card that says, Rich, here's to your health and your healthy return. There are sunny skies ahead. Be well. We will love and miss you. You're a big fan here in Cobleskill. There's a big gang that sends you cheers.
Well, very nice.
So I think that's the kind of thing that will help you as you go through the process, which actually begins tomorrow in earnest, right?
Yeah.
So do you want to describe for us? And thank you for the cards and the email and the well wishes,
Richie.
Nice.
Thank you
as well. So what actually is the process that you will go through as you begin the chemotherapy?
Well, Hodgkin's lymphoma, I have it right in the middle of my chest. We're still waiting on the results to see whether it's in the marrow or not, but it doesn't change the treatment anyway, which is a chemotherapy, which starts tomorrow, which I will have every 2 weeks, but then for each cycle. So cycle one is day one, day 15, then a week off. Mm-hmm. Cycle two is day one, day 15, then a week off, through 6 cycles. They say that after the 3rd cycle, I will get another PET scan, and I should be cancer-free by then.
And that's 3 or 4 months from now. Right.
At the third cycle, so it would be 3 weeks, so 9 weeks from now would be the end of the third cycle. And then I go for 6 to 8 cycles, depending on how much I need. And then there is a possibility of radiation at the end. Hopefully I don't have to go that far, but you know, we'll see what it looks like. And I had a port, a metaport, put in my chest the other day. So it's like... on the right side of my chest, kind of higher near the shoulder bone, but, you know, a few inches down, and it's under the skin. And basically what it is it's a small round, oh, maybe the size of a quarter, and it's about, I don't know, half an inch deep. And
are you self-conscious of it being there? You feel it?
You feel it, but it doesn't bother you.
Yeah. Okay.
So
not itchy. It's not
right. No, they make a small incision in your chest. They put this thing in, and they make a small incision up higher on your chest near your neck.
Yeah.
Where the tube attached to this thing runs down into your vein in the middle of your mediastinum, right behind your in the middle of your chest. Mm-hmm. And the front of this metaport has like a, I don't know, a rubber or what do they call it, like the tube front end. And that's where they put the chemo needle every time I go in for treatment. So they just kind of swab up the skin there, numb it up, and then they put the needle in. And then you sit there for 5 hours in a lounger, and you sit there with your iPad, and you read, sleep, do whatever. And they pump 4 different medicines into you.
It's a cocktail. They call it a cocktail.
It's a cocktail, right.
Yeah.
And yet they have to separate that with some, just, you know, saline fluids in between.
Yep.
So it takes about 5 hours, and I do that every 15 days with the week in between. Mm-hmm. One of the interesting things I found, you know, they say you will lose your hair. Mm. I'm like, okay, whatever, you know, that's fine.
What do you tell your children about that?
I just say, hey, listen, I'm going to get some medicine for the rest of the summer. One of the things that could happen is I could lose my hair. And you know what's interesting about kids? Kids are cool with anything you tell them, as long as you're telling them that at home.
Got to tell them, yeah.
I left out buzzwords. I don't say cancer. I don't say chemotherapy.
You haven't said that to you. They don't know you have cancer.
No, you know why? I just tell them it's an infection. It's going to take all summer to get rid of it, and they have to give me medicine.
It is.
And
it's
here's
an infection.
And here's why.
Right.
If my son is over at a friend's house and he says my dad had cancer, and the friend's parents react to that, they're going to have that look in their face.
Right.
You know, I don't
want
him
seeing
that.
Did you consciously think that through as you decided how to handle it with your children?
It took me a week or two.
Did you think it on your own, or did you talk to somebody about it?
No. I just kind of said, you know what? The buzzwords are probably things that if they mention it to somebody, they would get a reaction that scares
them. That's very thoughtful.
So we just used the kind of low-key generic terms.
Yeah.
But I found with the hair loss, this product that is, you know, it's fairly well used, even though my oncologist has not heard of it, seen it, or used it yet, called Cold Caps.
Really?
And it's basically these neoprene hats that you dunk in dry ice, and you change every 30 minutes while you're sitting there getting your chemo. And by chilling your head and therefore your hair follicles, it keeps the chemotherapy from getting to your hair follicles, therefore saving your hair.
Wow!
So, and they've had good results on this thing. They use it a lot in the UK, and they use it quite a bit here in the States. And, you know, of course you have some people that say, well, you know, the danger there is that if your cancer is in danger of reaching your head and your brain, you're not going to get the treatment there and you could be exposed. Well, I'm not in that danger, so bring on the cold caps. So I bought 3 of these things on...
Where you go shopping online for them?
Amazon. and I bought 3 of them, and I've got to pick up some dry ice and do that whole thing. But, you know...
I want some pictures. We'll post those online.
Yeah, why not?
Have some pictures.
We'll see how it works.
Yeah. Speaking of hair, there's the story. Richie...
The better picture would be me bald. I mean, that's funnier.
I can't... because your family all has full heads of hair. No matter what age.
Yeah.
So it is.
Yeah, I'd be the first bald McFadden.
Right. But it'll grow back.
That's the good thing.
Come in curly. And
it already is curly. It can't come in any curlier.
A different color, maybe. Well, Richie has his story with his hair and his chemo. You may have your story about your hair thinning. There's probably a different reason for you having thinning hair, but the bottom line is you're frustrated. I know you are, because maybe you'd be a little embarrassed because your hair is thinning and you don't like it and it's not what you want to look like. So here's the secret. You have Richie's way of dealing with his chemotherapy. Here's a way for you to deal with your natural thinning hair. It's called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Natural hair thinning treatment tackles the main causes of your hair thinning. It's natural, it works quickly, and it has brilliant results. Put Provia on your hair after you've had your shower, and it'll cleanse the pores to let the hair that's in underneath all those pores that have been plugged up by you using bad products over the years, clean out the pores, the hair comes back through, you'll be very pleased. Plus, with Provia, you can thicken up your hair. It's sort of like those volumizer hair shampoos, except this is all natural, won't do any harm, it'll only do good. So if you're tired of looking at your hair falling out in the sink, this is the number to call. Both men and women are using Provia. 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Results are guaranteed, or you get your money back. Your mirror will tell you it's working, and you'll get compliments. You'll like it. Hey, what's all that new hair? What are you using? 800-525-8319. And when you mention Doug Steffen, you get a free month supply of Provia, plus you get free rush shipping, plus you get an extra surprise gift with your order. All three of those things by mentioning Doug Steffen when you call 800-525-8319 for Provia. Fix that hair. Make sure you look your best all the time. 800-525-8319.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Because Kate switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe three or four in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. It doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't. Because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. We know that not everyone is hoping to get married. So if you're looking for a fun, rewarding dating life, eHarmony.com could be perfect for you. We'll bring you people that share your passions and are truly compatible with you. Think how much you'll enjoy life when you have people of quality to date. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
Yeah. What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let's just crank this up for a minute, Richie. And we'll explain the premise of this lady singing, Gina Wagner, her name. There's a new television program on called The Winner Is. Richie watched this sort of a new musical game show, and I'm intrigued by the premise. At first, I didn't really understand it. Nick Lachey is the host. It's kind of like Let's Make a Deal for musicians. So the competition included last night this Gina Wagner, who started out the duel. Her competitor is Ben Nichols, who sings The Closer.
The lights off in this place, and she shines just like a star, and I swear I know her face, I just don't know who you are. Turn the music up in here, I still hear her loud and clear, like she's right there in my ear.
I don't like him, but I like her. So here's the premise. And Richie, correct me if I'm wrong. And Kenny, we sort of studied this.
I just saw one round, but I think you're on track.
Okay. So here's what happens. The two compete, and there is money on the table. The first round, you get $10,000 if you opt out. So the first round saw two people, and neither of them wanted to take the money, so one of them got sent home. Either take the money and lose, go away with $10,000, or if it turns out that you didn't get the support of the audience, and I guess this is a telephone thing, pretty much like American Idol.
No, there's people sitting in the audience with voting mechanisms.
So it has to be in the audience, and they decide whether you're the winner or the loser of that particular round.
Right.
But so before you're told that you're the winner or loser, you have a chance to take $10,000 and
just leave.
Right. Okay.
Here's your $10,000. You can leave now, or you can stick around and see if you won, and move on to, I think the big prize is $1 million.
Yep. All right, so here is what happens when the offer is made to take the money.
All right, the votes are in. Show us the numbers. 73-28. Show me the money. $10,000 cash. If you take this money, you have to leave the competition immediately, and your opponent automatically moves on to the next round. Gina, did you win this duel?
I won.
You won.
So they don't know who got the 73 and who got the 28%.
No, 73, without a shadow of a doubt in your mind, is yours.
Absolutely. I know I delivered it.
Okay.
I agree.
Ben, did you win that duel?
I don't know. It's tough. It's tough.
73-28.
Take the money,
pretty
kid.
Pretty lopsided score from the 101. This is your last opportunity to take the $10,000 and leave our stage. I'll give you 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Ben takes the dough.
Ben's smart.
Right.
Yeah.
$10,000 is...
How do they tell you who actually won?
What we don't know is, did you make the right decision? The actor 101 pick as the winner is...
Oh, no. What if you won?
Nah, he
didn't
win. Oh, so he took the 10 grand. He was smart.
He was very...
Phew. Very cool.
So it's an interesting concept. It's putting a couple of different ideas together. And Nick Lachey is an affable, likable host.
Yeah.
So he'll do fine on the show, I think. It'll be an interesting thing to see. How many people? We got 2 pages worth of contestants here. It'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. But we thought you'd like to know the story of that new television show. TV report up in the next half hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are all wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of people out there, not to mention sights, sounds, and experiences, that are unfamiliar and therefore potentially frightening to your dog or cat. Because you live in a neighborhood, it's vital for your pet to be acquainted with and comfortable around a variety of sounds and activities. Many dogs and cats are comfortable in their own territory, but panic-stricken when they go out in the street. Even a dog that regularly hears other dogs barking, the rumble of rush hour traffic, or the cling of fire engine sirens and trucks from the vantage point of a high-level terrace, doesn't know what he's dealing with when he gets out on the street. So socialization is critical. An undersocialized pet, one kept alone in the house or yard because the owners either aren't around or don't take him outside, never think to expose him to new adventures. One of the most important things as an animal behaviorist that I can tell you, training is critical for any dog, but more important is socialize, because a comfortable dog is a happy dog, and a happy dog is generally a well-behaved dog. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein, host of the Pet Show on this very station. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thank you.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is an award-winning radio program, mostly because of the components that include those who are here to stimulate your mind, and they would include me, other members of my family, Rich McFadden, and Ken Kessler. Jennifer is out today, as is Roberta. We'll have a little television news. I can't do the Queen of Cheap, so nobody can do that like Roberta.
No, she makes all these funny sounds and everything.
Right. Exactly. She always has the special deals at 7-Eleven. Speaking of that, there was a huge raid on a bunch of 7-Eleven stores, and Richie has that story for us in a minute, looking at some of the other things that are going on or listening to some of your input. As a matter of fact, Kenny, who's monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show, what's the latest? I always wonder whether people will take on things like the Man of Steel. Did you go see that Superman movie? Wow, is it great? Yada, yada, yada. Or is it all about the issues of the day? That's not necessarily an issue.
Well, a lot of the stuff on our social media is about things that we've been talking about.
Right.
The latest comments are about the search for the body of Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah.
The feds are up outside of Detroit digging after a tip. And Tyler says, what a waste.
Mm-hmm.
Kim also says it's a total waste.
Yeah.
Vern says on Twitter, I don't believe it. What a big waste of money.
Your tax dollars.
Why do the feds care? Why isn't Geraldo Rivera out there with a news crew searching for Jimmy Hoffa? Why are we spending federal dollars trying to find Jimmy? What, are they going to book him?
Yeah.
You know? I don't get that.
Neither does anybody else. It becomes folly.
It's
so foolish.
Is it cold case files and we have to solve this mystery?
Well.
Where's Leonard Nimoy?
Leonard Nimoy?
Yeah. Unsolved mysteries.
No, it's foolishness. I think most people agree on that, hopefully anyway. 888-302-3684. A couple of things here. The House yesterday passed a bill, or I guess they're on their way to do it today, that will ban abortions after 20 weeks, but the Senate will ignore it. You can pretty much predict that, given who's in control. But why is this still something that floats around? Why does this still come back to, and am I speaking as a man? Would a woman have a different point of view on this? Most of the time we get into this discussion, it's mostly men who respond. It's never usually women who respond to this. And I just wonder, about why it goes on and on and on. If it isn't just political grandstanding, then what is it?
It's not. It's important to a lot of people, and a lot of people have very opposing views, and that's why it keeps going on and on and on. You're not going to convince people to change their mind.
Yeah, but you're not going to convince people either that anything's going to get done, because nothing's going
to
get done.
Right. But it's important to people, so that's why they still try to do things on it, and mm-hmm. it goes nowhere.
All right, then you'll be happy to know, Richie, I will not rant on that.
Good.
I think there actually is a rant in the news today. United Airlines flight was diverted to Canada. Passenger ranted about the CIA spying. Flight attendants tied the guy up.
The other passengers tackled the guy.
Right. Yeah. And
he was saying, "You're all being poisoned by the government."
Yes. Which government was he referring to?
So they just they pummeled him, tied him up, and feds came and got him when they landed.
Well, why'd they land in Canada? Why didn't they wait until they got back?
Didn't know that they landed in Canada.
Yeah, no, it was diverted to Canada.
Yeah. You know, I find that funny. Every time there's an international flight that's heading towards the U.S. that has some kind of dangerous activity going on.
Yes.
They always go to Canada, "Hey, listen, this might turn out bad. You might if you land on your soil. You might if they run into one of your buildings, blow up one of, you know."
Yeah, that's how that.
What is up with Canada? Unless they're just landing it in the middle of nowhere, some ice field in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, land. When you first come over into Nova Scotia is actually kind of nice. You land there, or you come into most of the time, this must have happened after Reykjavik, because they normally would land if there was a problem in Reykjavik.
Why isn't Canada going, "Man, not again. Come on, guys."
Yeah. "Leave us alone. If you love us, leave us alone." The president is on the hot seat when it comes to the NSA. And interestingly enough, the president said to Charlie Rose in an interview that aired last night that there were plans all along to change the way the NSA conducted its surveillance programs. It just happened to be a coincidence. Yeah. And that those things are going to take place now that Edward Snowden has done his damage.
We were just getting ready to change.
Just ready to do it. Right, exactly.
If someone leaks all this information about NSA
surveillance, Charlie Rose talking to the president,
as Mr. Snowden did, mm-hmm. Did it cause national security damage to the United States? And therefore, should he be prosecuted?
I'm not going to comment on prosecution.
Okay.
The case has been referred to the DOJ for criminal investigation. Possible extradition. I will leave it up to them to answer those questions.
What's your fear about this?
Look, we have to make decisions about how much classified information and how much covert activity we are willing to tolerate as a society. And, you know, we could not have carried off the bin Laden raid if it was on the front page of the papers. I think everybody understands that, right? So that would be
one example. Of course, but I don't understand what the relevance of that is.
Well, no. The reason I'm saying that is that we're going to have to find ways where the public has an assurance that there are checks and balances in place, that they have enough information about how we operate, that they know that their phone calls aren't being listened into, their text messages aren't being monitored, their emails are not being read by some big brother somewhere. They've got to feel that confidence.
So far, that check and balance is hiding in Hong Kong somewhere.
Potentially subject to abuse because there are sufficient checks and balances on it, while still preserving our capacity to act against folks who are trying to do us harm. And it's not just terrorists. There were a handful of yokels up in New York who stole $45 million out of ATMs over the course of, I think it was 18 hours. And the public expects me and the Justice Department and others to protect them from those things, to make sure that their bank accounts aren't being compromised, their medical records aren't being compromised. All that stuff requires the government to have some capacity to engage with the private sector and to
have
some
debate. Debate about it all.
So we've got to have a debate about it.
Okay.
All right. So who agrees with that?
Until then, we know everything you're talking about to anybody.
We have posted at DougStephan.com today, if you look in the trending box just underneath our video of the day, you will see the words that make the NSA think you're a terrorist. There are audio, there's an audio component to this, but most of it is email. And the list is, if you check on the list, Richie, it goes on forever. Ever and ever.
Yeah, I was just looking at it. One of those words is apparently Stefan.
Stefan.
Yes.
Right. I'm not surprised.
That always raises a red flag.
Yeah, right. Exactly. There are plenty of things to look out for when that name comes up.
I hear when we say Stefan on the radio every time, it raises a red flag at the NSA and they listen to the show. So they should be listening right now.
Stefan.
Doug Stefan's good day.
Stefan.
Now they are listening.
Stefan.
Good morning, NSA.
Stefan. Okay. We have also today the story about the 7-Elevens that were raided by Homeland Security. Now, this is a story, and Richie, I will leave it to you to make it clear as to what they were doing.
Well, this is amazing. Apparently, the Fed seized 14 7-Eleven stores. Not just like things in the store. They seized the whole store and on Long Island and in Virginia, around where I am and a little bit south of me. They're investigating 40 other 7-Eleven franchises in New York and elsewhere in one of the largest criminal immigrant employment investigations ever conducted by the Justice Department and Homeland Security. Apparently, what's been going on is a ring of Pakistani managers of the stores have been getting Filipino and Pakistani immigrants to come work in the stores. They would use stolen Social Security numbers. One of the Social Security numbers was stolen from a former employee. So they would use the stolen Social Security numbers, issue them paychecks. The managers would keep the paychecks, and let's say the paycheck was for $800 for the week of work. They would pay them $300 for it and then pocket the money. They were using Social Security numbers of the dead and children, and they were bringing these people in. So basically they said it was modern-day plantation
slavery.
And this is going on at 40 to 50 of these 7-Elevens up and down the East Coast from New York to Virginia.
Right. Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. So your 7-Eleven corporate in Dallas is saying, whoa, whatever you need, here. Yeah. Here's all of the pay records. Here is everything that we got. The guy that used to be an employee there that they stole his Social Security number from to give to a new employee has been getting threatening letters from the IRS saying you're making all this money and not paying taxes on it.
Mm-hmm.
So now that guy's having to deal with the IRS. So we'll see how this all shakes out. But basically, there's 11 stores closed right now and another 40 being investigated. And basically, it's slave labor.
But it all belongs to the same outfit.
Yes.
These are franchises.
Yes.
And in some circumstances, the franchises are very lucrative, as they would be for anything like this.
Farouk and Bushra Beg, a married couple of American citizens who live on Long Island and own and manage 12 of the stores. They're the big one that they're looking at now, but there's other franchises as well.
Sharing the American dream. Let's hear it for the American dream.
This whole slavery thing, modern-day slavery thing, it's rampant, and it's right under our noses, and we don't even see it.
15 before the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Coming up, the story of some hosts in Atlanta who got fired yesterday. We'll tell you why they get fired. Right now, though, let me remind you about something that will be neat later on this week as we actually get into summertime. I haven't been in the swimming pool yet. Anybody been in the swimming pool yet?
Yep.
You have? Okay. So maybe okay, the water has been cold and the air has been cold. It hasn't been gray here. But we can always hope for a wonderful summer. And I'm thinking about that because I'm thinking about what happens when people start focusing on how they want to look. the announcement, I think, 3 months ago, we had a special diet program, and you go on this diet, and you lose a few pounds, but it takes you a long time. The way to whiten your teeth, the way to whiter, brighter teeth is not a month or a 3 months or 4 months long process. It's 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Whitening your teeth in 5 minutes can now be done with Power Swabs. Having white teeth can make you look younger and feel so much better. Can help you look as much as 13 years younger, according to a recent clinical study. And it's so simple to do with Power Swabs, the teeth whitening system. Power Swabs, clinically proven, and remove stains from your teeth in 5 minutes a day. I'm talking coffee stains, smoking stains, wine stains, you name it, they'll come off. And if you have crowns, caps, veneers, or bonding, Power Swabs will remove stains on them as well. Get the 5 minute solution to brighter, whiter teeth. No sand in the toothpaste. None of those trays that you stick in your mouth for an hour. This is an all natural coconut detergent that you can get to whiten up those teeth fast, fast, fast. Call 800-865-7602. Speaking of fast, that's 800-865-7602. Do it now, quickly, while you're thinking about it. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll save 50% off the retail price, and you'll get free shipping. Doug Steffen, that's what you want to mention when you call for Power Swabs to be delivered to you. 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Granger. They balance my needs with my budget. Granger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just 10 bucks can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Radio got as much attention as television, not necessarily positive attention, yesterday for the reasons that are clear when you figure out what happened on this radio station. The radio program in Atlanta is called Mayhem in the AM, and the three people on the air, a guy named Nick Cellini, Chris D'Amino, and Steak Shapiro, were let go yesterday after they went on the air to make fun of former New Orleans Saints player Steve Gleason, who has ALS, is in a wheelchair, and has lost his motor skills. So these a-holes made fun of him on the air, and as soon as the boss heard it, he walked into the studio, commercial break, "You're fired, get the hell out of here," which is completely appropriate as far as I'm concerned.
Good God, these people haven't got a clue.
CBS yesterday announced their fall premiere schedule. Most shows kicking off after the Primetime Emmy Awards. Only Survivor will premiere before that, Wednesday, the 18th of September. So there's a little television news along with your radio news. You snooze, you lose here on Good Day.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Start things cranking, always on the front lines of the digital media revolution and crowdfunding success stories. Our Mike Hayes has tracked down Brian Cohen, the first investor in Pinterest and author of What Every Angel Investor Wants to Know. Here's that report.
Okay, let's jump right into Startups in America, crowdfunding success stories. With me today is Brian Cohen. His book, by McGraw-Hill, What Every Angel Investor Wants to Know. His background, he was the first investor in Pinterest. Brian, how did you come to be the first investor in Pinterest?
Yeah, I came across a young company called Tote, T-O-T-E, at NYU, run by Ben Silberman, and they pivoted into what we now know as Pinterest. So I had the opportunity of meeting Ben first, believing in him, and then funding him. Obviously, the rest is history, with Pinterest going on to become the fastest-growing web company in history to reach 10 million users. Now, as the chairman of the New York Angels, we are now recognized by the Halo Report as the most active angel group in the United States. We've done close to $70 million worth of investments in about 80 or so startup companies. And we continue to grow dramatically and continue to focus on very early seed investing.
Brian, can you tell us about your own portfolio and how fast is angel investing growing?
My portfolio is very, very broad. It's in fashion. It's in education. It's in video. It's very broad. I like to diversify. And angel investing in New York City continues to grow dramatically. Companies are being funded remarkably fast here, and there's a need, I believe, for it to become much more of a smart angel investing environment, and that's what I'm working on, because there's been too much dumb money going after bad ideas. that don't really solve any problems.
With all your success, what prompted you to write the book?
I thought it would be a worthwhile thing to discuss, and figuring it would be an article at first, it just wasn't big enough. I figured, well, maybe I'll try and write a book. So McGraw-Hill picked it up, worked on it, my partner, for about 15 months, and now it's doing incredibly well. It's being translated into Chinese. As of last Friday, it's only been out about 9 weeks. Business and sales of the book are dramatic. Amazon has all 5-star reviews. I could not be happier, and I'm already thinking about writing the next book now as well.
As an experienced angel investor, what are your thoughts on rewards-based crowdfunding?
Crowdfunding, you know, for gifts or rewards is fine. You know, crowdfunding for companies like that continue to go well. A friend of mine just raised money to run an ad in the New York Times. And that was crowdfunded on Indiegogo. And, of course, there's the famous Pebble Watch, which pushed Kickstarter ahead quite favorably. And that works. But it's really R&D funding. You know, help us get the product created and built, and we'll ship you a gift or some facsimile thereof.
Brian, what advice is there for angel investors about your journey, and what advice do you have for entrepreneurs?
So the journey, really, that I describe in the book is very much a prescription of how to be successful on both sides, as the angel investor as well as the entrepreneur. There are too many wantrepreneurs. I think 70%, just anecdotally, of the entrepreneurs out there are really wantrepreneurs. The pain that many of these kids feel about not having a startup is palpable. And so many of them just simply do a startup. And many of them can't get a date on a Friday night unless they do.
Is there a single key to success you'd like to share with the American public?
Smart money after smart ideas. It's a clear divining rod to having people ask themselves the right questions, ask angel investors the right questions. Angel investors ask the startups the right questions on both sides of the equation so that everybody is smart. It's all about being smart. So the book is a first-person account of my life in the world of angel investing, what I've seen, what I know, and what I feel.
All right, my guest today has been Brian Cohen, author of What Every Angel Investor Wants to Know. So if you have any questions at all about crowdfunding and any project you're thinking of launching, just give me a call, 415-781-9296. Thanks again for joining me. I'm Mike Hayes.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.